This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A lot of suggestions coming in as to what the Rockets need to do. We got a lot of fantasy GMing going on the text page. We'll get to all that. I think the thing, you know, they lose in the first round, Seth, and yet I feel like hope is still very, very high. It would have been nice if they won this series, and I think if they won this series, and then, you know, even just went to 6 or 7 with Minnesota, who was in the conference finals last year, people would be feeling extra good about it. I think generally that's probably the Twitter poll to do is just, how you feeling about the Rockets? What's your hope level right now? You know, like, is, because I think it's really hard to look at the regular season and this 7-game series with the Warriors and not at least feel good about the direction of the team. You know, to what you think their ceiling might be, then that's fair. And if you feel like they need to make some changes or some tweaks, I can't disagree with you on that. But I think it's hard to look at the totality of the season, the way they battled back in this series, and just the simple things, if they did better, they probably, like shooting free throws, they probably win that series and not feel good about at least that the trajectory is a green arrow moving up right now for them.
Yeah, yeah. There were some of the missed opportunities for just the simple stuff. Is, in hindsight, it really, really hurts. And yet at the same time, you see how close you are.
Yeah.
Today, if you can just turn that corner, it's not just, oh, you win this series. It's, oh, wow, you're actually a real threat in the playoffs.
Yep.
But as it always is in life, sometimes the simple things aren't quite so simple to attain.
No. Sean. No. Yeah. I think the similarity with the Texans, this team really seems to like each other. They like being around each other. You know, we've heard the Texans talk, well, they got 30 guys in the building because guys just like being in the building.
No. Yeah, no, and I think that's worth just, if you bring up, just to think about the contrast when whatever the frosty relationship between Harden and Dwight Howard was.
Yeah.
Where they were cordially incordial or however somebody described it back in the day.
The Rockets would go into more off seasons like this asking themselves, who do we need to get rid of because they can't get along with James?
Right.
As opposed to who do we need to bring in to supplement what it is we have. I'm trying to remember, I think it was Tari Eason's post-game availability I was watching last night after the game, and it really hit home because he's like, man, I just wanted to keep playing basketball with these guys. I just really like coming to the building every day. What was it like in the locker room? A lot of hugs, you know, like we really enjoy each other's company, this group, the vets the young guys.
Yeah, you know what, and I'm glad you brought in that element to it because I think there's a chance that the Rockets basically just run this back with some minor tweaking and don't bring in any huge names or what have you. People are going to be uncomfortable with Jalen Green's performance and wonder and worry about what exactly is he and what can he become. But I do think that I am very open to, because of everything that we just said, some of the simple things that just need to get better, and some of your young role players or guys that are waiting in the wings, if you get that cumulative effect of, man, you look at the Warriors, and at various times in their history, a Looney or a Buddy Hield or guys of that ilk have ended up being a huge factor in the playoffs.
Sure, yeah.
And I think that this team is loaded with guys like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. And just as a contrast, as long as we're going to use James Harden here and talk about him, you know, like I said, Tari wasn't alone. There were a lot of guys like just bummed that they're not getting to play more basketball with this group. They don't want to see any substantive changes with this core either. They like playing with this group. Now, they may not get their wish, but maybe as a contrast, here was Kawhi Leonard asked after getting blown out in a Game 7 in Denver. They were losing by 30 in the fourth quarter in this game, and James Harden had one of his classic Game 7 just no-shows. Here was Kawhi Leonard being asked about, is there any hope for you and James in getting to the mountaintop?
I don't know right now. I guess we still playing at a high level in a sense. It's a hard question to answer right now.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay. So, Ty Kawhi, and you're right, it's right after a game. Yeah. You know, that's a tough thing. That's a tough thing to answer.
It's Kawhi. I mean, like, I don't know. Kawhi could be
man a few words. Yeah, man a few words.
Kawhi, you just spent 2 hours talking to Jesus himself face to face. How was it? Well, you know, it was transformational in a lot of ways. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
James ducked the media these last few games of this series. He was 2-for-8 from the field, scored 7 points. And the fun James Harden fact, since 2020 in game sevens, he's averaging under 14 points a game, 27.5% field goal percentage, 16.7% from three in 42 minutes. Like, so he's playing practically entire games.
He's out there
is abjectly terrible for these games.
He's giving your team for 42 minutes a game in those games. 27.5% field goal shooting percentage.
Correct. Yeah.
I mean, that's the one. You look at even the points per game, you might hear that and think, okay, well, clearly teams are focusing on him and he's just distributing and what have you. Like, nope, not it at all. He's just completely not showing up.
Yep. Last five elimination games. So each of the last 5 years when James has been eliminated from the playoffs, 13 points per game, 19 of 61 from the field, 7 of 34 from 3. So again, shooting percentages that are around or under 30% from the field and around or under 20% from 3. It's bad.
It's awful. I wonder if he's ever spoken to a sports psychologist about this.
That's a great question.
It's just so it's so obviously consistent.
Yeah.
And it's in those moments that he just falls apart.
Yep.
Like that's clearly, to me, like it's something mental or emotional or whatever it is. Like he's got to figure. I just see he's got to figure this out. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't.
Yeah, I don't even know how motivated he is to figure it out.
I would advise him that he should try to figure it out.
Yeah, I would too. Well, I think, you know, the number, if we're just kind of unpacking the forensics from the game on Saturday, Seth, the number that's most interesting to me is he only shot the ball, period. Just shots, not 3-point shots 8 times in the game. He only took 8 shots in the game. That's indicative of somebody who's afraid to shoot in these situations. You know what I mean? You know, he's 8 shots for James Harden in an elimination game.
It is, honestly, I'm so glad that they had the good sense not to try to get Harden back here or accept his inviting himself back to Houston or onto the Rockets. It just, it didn't make any sense at the time, and I know a lot of people really wanted it, and I get why to a point, but you can't ignore all of this. And not to mention, when you've got these young guys that, especially after watching this season, are on the right path and learning how to play basketball the right way, everything else, like, what about James Harden being here would have made it a better offense on paper, and yet it wouldn't have done anything for you in game seven.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have taught any of those guys anything about playing with flow or anything else. Like, all those issues they have right now would still remain in terms of the actual core structure of your younger players.
Yeah. Okay, you asked who the last person you in the 6'10 lineup that we would have.
Yeah.
Give advice to my kids or anybody's kids. Someone texts in and reminds us, Sean Bajani was the one that wanted to fight Seth Payne and thought he could whoop his ass.
Yeah.
That's probably the last guy I would say.
He'd be like the guy Bajani. He would just start telling my kids what I'm overrated, I'm soft.
Yeah.
I kicked your dad's ass. You think you know why your dad called me in here? Because he's scared of me.
That's
you know
right.
why? Because I've got grit. I've got toughness.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger they are, the harder they fall. That's what I say.
You should fight him. That's what he would say. You should fight him. You could whoop his ass.
Well, Sean would honestly tell Seth's kid, like, this is how I would whip your dad's ass.
Yeah, that's Bajani would? Right. Yeah, advice. Exactly.
Oh, and then beat my kid. That's how he's going to rope me
into beat
the
up
fight.
The kid. Like,
No. Beat up Seth's ass.
Oh, I got you.
Dang, man.
So James Harden has now lost a game seven for four different teams. He's the only player to ever accomplish that.
Really?
Yeah. That surprised me a little bit. Like, that there hasn't been some rando that, like, Sam Cassell played for half the league. He wasn't on four game seven losses at some point.
Seems like the kinds of guys that get to a certain number of game sevens would usually be on the same team.
Well, that's,
wouldn't be on that many different teams.
He's never missed the playoffs, James Harden. Like, in his whole career, he's been on a playoff team. He's like the Mike Tomlin of football players. You know what I mean? Like, he's, or basketball players, I should say.
His next contract needs to be strictly regular season.
Yeah.
You gotta, he's just, with ships.
Yes.
They have, they have harbor captains or whatever they're called, harbor pilots, I think, where the main captain gets the ship to the port, but then the harbor captain, like a guy who's a local expert, takes over and gets you into the harbor.
Okay.
Some team needs to hire James Harden as the guy. He's fine on the open seas.
Right.
But don't get him near any other vessels or anything.
I didn't know about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a Josh Hader coming in and closing the deal. By the way, I should point out, Mike Tomlin did win a Super Bowl early in his career. So then maybe it's the recent.
He won that
recent
game month. Seven.
Yeah, he did. He did win that one for sure.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.